The 1920 silent film Hobson's Choice, directed by Thomas Bentley, is a lost film based on the popular 1915 play by Harold Brighouse. The play's title refers to the concept of a Hobson's choice, meaning a free choice in which only one option is available, essentially no real choice at all. The story revolves around the tyrannical cobbler Henry Hobson and his strong-willed daughter Maggie, who defies her father to marry his lowly employee, Willie Mossop, and help him rise to success, inverting her father's authority. This is Land of the Lost, Hobson's Choice. This silent adaptation was produced during a period when British cinema was gaining momentum in adapting popular stage works. Thomas Bentley, known for directing literary adaptations, was well suited for bringing Hobson's Choice to the screen. Bentley had already directed notable adaptations, including works by Charles Dickens, and his approach to storytelling was known for capturing the essence of British humor and social commentary. The film was produced by Ideal Film Company, a prominent British production company of the silent era, which had a reputation for creating high-quality adaptations of well-known literary works. Bentley's Hobson's Choice retained the original play's humorous exploration of family dynamics, class divisions, and personal empowerment. Set in 1880s Salford, England, it follows the life of Henry Hobson, a domineering cobbler, and his daughters. Maggie, the eldest daughter, decides to marry Willie Mossop, an unassuming but talented bootmaker in her father's employ. Their partnership, both marital and business, proves incredibly successful, much to Hobson's dismay. Maggie's resilience and business acumen are central to the story, highlighting themes of independence and equality, which were progressive for its time. The film is considered lost, with no known surviving prints. Like many silent films from the early 20th century, Hobson's Choice was susceptible to deterioration, particularly since early films were made on highly flammable nitrate stock. The lack of systematic preservation and archiving of films from this period has led to an estimated 75% of British silent cinema being lost. Although Thomas Bentley's adaptation is no longer available, Hobson's Choice was later adapted multiple times, with the most notable being the 1954 film directed by David Lean, starring Charles Laughton as Hobson and Brenda DeBanzi as Maggie. The loss of Bentley's version is significant because it represents one of the earliest cinematic interpretations of a beloved British play, which had a lasting influence on British theater and film. Rediscovering such a film would provide valuable insights into early 20th century British cinema, silent film adaptation techniques, and the performances of actors in an era where theatrical traditions heavily influenced film. While Bentley's adaptation remains lost, his influence on adapting theatrical works for the screen endures. The story of Hobson's Choice has continued to resonate, with each adaptation offering a new lens through which to view Brighouse's narrative of social roles, family conflicts, and the triumph of the underdog. Bentley's film was among the first to explore these themes on film, and its loss leaves a gap in understanding the progression of British cinema from stage to screen. The legacy of Hobson's Choice remains vital in British culture, with each adaptation serving as a homage to Brighouse's work and to the broader narrative of empowerment and self-determination. The loss of Bentley's film underscores the fragile nature of film preservation and the importance of ongoing efforts to archive and protect the cinematic heritage of the silent era.